Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Jim Cott and his new book, Good as Gold, My 8 Decades in Baseball. Now tonight at 6 p.m., you can meet Jim, the author of Good as Gold, at Bookends Bookstore, a great bookstore, 211 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, New Jersey. And the Hall of Famer, Jim Cott, joins us now. Jim, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. Does it ever get old hearing somebody say the Hall of Famer, Jim Cott?
I'll tell you what, Michael. I have to – sometimes I wonder, is this really happening? Is this just a joke? But, yeah, when Tony Russo told me, we talked after the call, when you hear the voice say, this is Jane Clark from the National Baseball Hall of Fame, your life changes in a heartbeat and for the better. And it's just been so exciting these last 4 months, and it keeps getting better because, you know, my friend Tony Oliva, teammate, we've spending time together now with the Twins and going in together. That's very special.
And I got your book. I can't wait to read it. And it's got such an appropriate name, you know, Good as Gold, because of all the gold gloves you won. How much pride did you take in your defense?
Well, you know, my boyhood idol, Bobby Shantz, who was hoping to come to the induction, he's 96. He's not moving around as well as you might imagine. But, you know, back when baseball was a radio game, I would listen to when the White Sox played Philadelphia, and I'd hear him describe Bobby's motion, lands on the balls of his feet. He can go left, he can go right. He's ready for a ball hit back at him. So I went out and mimicked Bobby's motion. And when I got to spring training my first year, the coach said, hey, kid, you look just like Bobby Shantz. Now, I may have then, but Bobby's 5'6", I'm 6'5", but I modeled my motion after him, and I really credit him for inspiring me to know that fielding your position is important.
Now, you've gone into your 8th decade in baseball. Jim, when your career ended, your playing career, did you think you'd be in it this long? Did you think that you would find such a niche as a broadcaster?
Not at all. I mean, I'm so fortunate that, you know, Pete asked me to be a coach for him, which I did. And, you know, in the years early on in the 60s when you had to work in the offseason, I did high school basketball, football, and guys like Ray Scott and Merle Harmon would critique my tapes. Man, I cringe when I think of what they thought of my tapes doing basketball. You know, I had a little history in it. And then, you know, you never think your career is going to end. But, you know, I just kind of fell into that from when they had rain delays. They used to call a player up to visit. And Jody Shapiro, who later ran the Home Team Sports Network, was with Major League Films. And he said, you ought to look at this for a career. So my first games really were during the 81 strike when I went to Rochester and worked with Ralph Kiner and Warner Fusell. Cal Ripken was the shortstop then for Rochester. And then doing some college games for ESPN with Sam Rosen. And then it just kind of evolved into something like Jack Buck had said to me when I thought he was giving me some sage advice. He called me over in a corner. He said, look, don't ever tell them how easy it is. Just smile and cash the checks. So I was so lucky to get help from a lot of people along the way.
You know, when you were getting the starts in the beginning of your career, I see a couple of times you threw over 300 innings consistently over, you know, 220, 230 innings, Jim. And now you cover the sport over the last few years, and starters are barely getting 200 innings, and yet they're still getting hurt. Why do you think things have changed so much with the stamina of these pitchers and the fragility of these pitchers?
Well, I think it's the training. You know, Jack McKeon is going to come to my induction, hopefully, at 83. We all hope we're going to be there. And Jack was my playing manager. He was 27. I was 19. He's now 91. And, you know, he would walk out to the mound, sixth inning, couple men on, spit a little tobacco juice on my shoes and say, well, kid, figure out how to get out of it. And sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. But, you know, pitching 225, 30 innings in a Class C league when you're 19, you build up a good foundation. I feel bad for the guys today because they got so much more ability than we had. There's no reason, if trained properly, things that I learned from Warren Spahn and Eddie Lopat and Johnny Sain, that we could see Scherzer against Kershaw in the ninth inning like we used to see Allie Reynolds and Bob Feller for your old-time Yankee fans. And it's the way they're trained, and it's simply that. And the more they hothouse them and the more they keep the pitches down, the less their legs are supporting them, and the more injuries happen. And that's why we're seeing more injury. It's not really the arm as much as it is the legs that you need for your endurance to go nine innings.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Now, Jim Cott is our guest. Jim, you don't need to be reminded. You're 83 years old, but you're about as hip at 83-year-old as I know. You're not one of those get-off-my-lawn sort of guys. But do you like the way the game has become?
Not at all. I'm glad to see that the pitch clock seems to be working in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
I've mentioned this quite often, that we may come to the point where in spring training, my first spring in 58, we played inter-squad games. Three balls, you walk, two strikes, you're out. So I've said this many times to executives in baseball. It might be time for seven-inning games, soften the ball, three balls, you walk, two strikes, you're out. It'll never happen, obviously. But I just think I don't like the fact that the game is not what I played for the 82 Cardinals. We won the World Series. They're going to honor us this year, our 40-year anniversary. But that was the last exciting team when we hit 67 home runs as a team and played baseball the way I learned baseball. The 98 Yankee team, I think, was the best all-around team that I've seen in my baseball and broadcasting career in the last, you know, 30, 40 years. And, Michael, you know about that team. But, no, I don't like the way the game is played today.
283 wins, Jim. You're in the Hall of Fame, so the 300 wouldn't have mattered, but I'm sure it does to you. Do you ever think back all those one-run games where the bullpen blew it for you, or certain moments, and if you could get those 17 and get the 300, do you ever think about that?
I really don't, because that never was a goal of mine. If it happened, it happened. But where I started 10 games in, I think, 80 and 81, I had six complete games. I was rolling along pretty good as a starter. I was 41 years old, and Whitey called me in. Whitey Herzog said, I'm going to build my staff from the ninth inning back, I want you to be my lefty-lefty guy. So I said, fine. So, you know, even though I wanted to start, but being a part of that team, you know, that was my top thrill in baseball, my 24th full season. And there's no professional player who has played as long in any professional sport before getting a championship ring, 24 years. Mm-hmm. And so it was well worth being a relief pitcher and sort of a part-time contributor on that team to end up with a World Series ring.
Well, Jim Cott's new book is Good as Gold, My 8 Decades in Baseball. And remember, tonight at 6 p.m., you could meet Jim at Bookends Bookstore, 211 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, New Jersey. It's a great bookstore, and you'll love meeting Jim Cott. Jim, good luck with the book, and congratulations again on the Hall of Fame.
Thanks so much, guys. Enjoyed it.
You
Take
got
care.
It.
Thanks,
that
Jim.
That is Jim Cott. Really a marvel that he's able to do what he does and still have the enthusiasm for the game.
Yeah.
So those are Diamond Notes brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their 6 area locations. Joe Douglas, the GM of the Jets. Draft is coming up on Thursday. A lot of questions for him, so stay right here. Joe Douglas joins us next on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.